Our scripture comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowly state of his servant. Surely, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Indeed, his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his child Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." The word of God for the people of God.
Before we begin our Christmas program, we thought we would follow Pastor Debbie's idea of sharing a few Christmas jokes with you.
What do you call an old snowman? Water.
What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy?
Ornaments. Why does everyone love Frosty the Snowman? He's cool.
Why did the Christmas tree go to the barber? It needed to be trimmed.
What do you call Santa when he stops moving? Santa Paws.
What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the regular alphabet? The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Where does Santa go when Christmas is over? On vacation to Ho Ho Hotel.
What did the stamp say to the Christmas card? Stick with me and we'll go places.
On a night long ago, in a place far away, a baby was born on the first Christmas day.
His name was Jesus. He was a king. He came to the world to change everything.
This morning,
I don't even know mine.
And the manger in which baby Jesus to sleep.
So let's listen carefully as
Mary and Joseph were tired and sore. They had traveled all day and could travel no more. They finally arrived in Bethlehem town, only to find there was nowhere to lie down. The hotels were all full. There were no more beds for Joseph or Mary to lay down their heads. Exhausted from walking and ready for sleep, they would even be willing to sleep with the sheep.
They asked a kind man if they could sleep in his hay, in the barn with the animals where the cows lay. The man showed them a spot and moved the cows over. For a pillow, he gave them a pile of clover. And Mary and Joseph sat down with a sigh. It wasn't the best, but it was warm and dry. And they slept for a while under stars and the moon, perhaps unaware that Christ's birth would be soon.
While the whole town was sleeping, the stars shining bright, Mary's baby was born on that first Christmas night. Born in a barn with horses and hay, if you were a king, what would you come? Would you come that way? The king of creation had come to the earth, and a Bethlehem barn was the place of his birth. I think I would choose a palace, but God's ways are stranger, and God's son is born and laid down in a manger. Yes, Jesus was born and wrapped up in some cloth, and for his first bed he was placed in a trough.
No place for Jesus in the village in that night. No room for him to lay his tiny head. But in that lowly stable, there were some who took him in. And for the baby Jesus, they gladly gave their bed. Donkeys brayed, horses neighed, sheep bayed soft and low. Pigeons cooed, cattle mooed, so all the world would know. Creature praise, for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings. Creature praise, Jesus Christ together. They humbly sang his praises in the only way they knew. They raised their voices to the Lord above. And in that lowly stable, the sound rang in the night. The animals rejoicing with songs of joy and love.
Donkeys bray, horses neigh, sheep bay soft and low. Pigeons coo, cattle moo, so all the world would know. Creature praise, for the King of Kings, for the King of Kings. Creature praise, Jesus Christ is born.
Outside of the town, round a fire so bright, some shepherds were watching their sheep at night. The night had been quiet and silent and still. The sheep had been staring to doze off until, when all of a sudden a radiant light surprised the shepherds and gave them a fright.
An angel appeared and said, "Not to fear, for a Savior is born, the Messiah is here. He'd be wrapped up in cloth and placed in a manger. Go see for yourself. He's a total game changer. He brings joy to the world. He's good news for men." The angel said, this to the shepherds, and then 1,000 more angels appeared in the sky. They sing praises to God in the heavens so high. What a huge celebration of joy to the earth as the shepherds were told of their dear Savior's birth. When the angels had left them alone with their sheep, there was no way the shepherds would fall back asleep. "Let's go to the town," the shepherds all said, "and see if a manger is really the bed of this new little king who is born here tonight." So the shepherds all ran to the town with delight. They arrived in the village and looked all around. It didn't take long till the baby was found. It was just as the angel had told them before. They found Mary and Joseph and Jesus. What's more, Jesus lay in a manger. The story was true. The Savior had come, so what did they do? The shepherds went out and they told the whole town. They told them how God, as a baby, came down, was born in the barn, and yet was the King, the Savior from heaven, as the angels did sing. It wasn't long after some wise men came by. They had followed a star that appeared in the sky. They knew that a king had been born for the Jews, so they stopped at the palace of Herod for clues. "Where's the new king?" they wanted to know. Bethlehem was the answer, and so they did go. They followed the star till it came to the place where they found little Jesus, of the joy on their face. They offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh. Mary couldn't believe what was happening to her, for her little baby was clearly a king. He was worshipped, adored, and caused angels to sing. He was someone so special, in fact was divine. He would surely change her life, change your life and mine. For small baby Jesus would grow to man, would live without sin, and would follow God's plan. He would die on a cross, but would rise 3 days later to trade all my sin for something much greater.
One small child in a land of 1,000, one small dream of a Savior tonight, one small hand reaching out to the starlight, one small city of life. One small city alive. One king bringing his gold and riches. One king ruling an army of might. One king kneeling with incest and candlelight. One king bringing us love. See him lying a cradle beneath him. See him smiling in the stall. See his mother praising his father. See his tiny eyelids fall. One small light from the flame of a candle. One small light from a city of might. One small light from the stars and the endless night. One small light from his face. Oh. See the shepherds kneeling before him. See the kings on bended knees. See the mother praising his father. See the blessed infant sleep. One small child in a land of 1,000. One small dream of the people of might. One small hand reaching out to the starlight. One small savior of life. One small savior of life.
And that's the story of how Christ was born. We have so much to celebrate on Christmas morn. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only dear son for each person to save. By trusting in Jesus, our sins are forgiven and have life eternal, the promise of heaven. And all because Jesus was born on that night, the Son of God came to make all things right.
Thank you.